The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So just letting the words go. Most good words point back to the radical possibilities of wordlessness of this. Just relaxing whatever tension can be relaxed. Just letting your mind fill your body, your relaxation fill your mind. Just for a moment, we put down all notions of my life. Or maybe we say we come to care, even just for a moment, more about awareness than my life. Its conditions. Our intention, it's maybe just the slightest preference for being here over being away, for our breathing this moment over thought and rumination. It's just the slightest preference. And we know that our intention and attention is only part of what happens in Dharma practice. That there's goodness here already that we do not govern, that we do not have to prop up. That emerges just from this subtle willingness to stay, to stop. Dharma practices a progressive sensitization to goodness. Metta, loving kindness, begins with the experience of being moved by your own goodness. Not a sense of specialness, but the ordinariness of love, goodness. Every movement of your mind testifies to that love, longing to be safe, at peace. Everything we've ever done, in some sense, has been an expression of this longing for peace. We don't always know how to go about it, but the innocence of our longing is evident. We come to be moved by that. And when we let go of the melodrama of self, the arrogance and grandiosity, self-harshness, self-diminishment, when we let go of all of that, we're left with very simple, quiet but deep wish. May I be happy. May I be at peace. Maybe using some words or images to remind yourself of the necessity of love. Maybe a sense of radiating out from the heart center. It's kind of glowing warmth. The heart resonating at a certain frequency that feels a little like love. And the goodness overflows the bounds of our own heart. Naturally begins to reach more and more of this world. That love does not resolve every complexity of being human. Need not cast a shadow whatsoever over the necessity of love, of our heart being softened by life. Of offering love infused with wisdom to all that we encounter. And where we cannot love, we recognize that the practice continues. We don't have to like everything, but we can open our heart to the fullness of human experience.
Thank you.